Now, if you remember last week, we were talking about this wedding that Jerry Ann was getting ready for. It was supposed to be this coming weekend.
The 14th.
Right, and the bride was asking that everyone just give $1, at least $1, to go toward this photo album, which we thought was kind of sketch, a little bit questionable. And now you have an update on the story for us?
I got a call Saturday, and it was her. And she was like, "So, are you coming?" I go, "Well, yeah, it's next week, isn't it?" She goes, "No, it's today." I go, "What?" I go, "Are you messing with me?" Because, you know, people do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "No, it's like in an hour." I'm like, "Are you serious?" And she's like, "Yeah." And I felt awful. I apologized up and down.
Jeez.
She's like, "So I guess that's a no, huh?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Ouch.
Yeah.
And you had a role in the wedding, too.
Yeah, I was supposed to press the buttons on the boombox to play the music.
Yeah. They had their wedding on Easter weekend.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. Where at? Like in a basement
park.
Somewhere? Oh, at a park?
Yeah. I heard that's bad luck, though, to have it on the Saturday before Easter.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Should let Christ have that Holy Saturday to himself?
Yeah. Because, like, he's in...
I can see that.
He's in the tomb, and so you're not supposed to get married or something.
Yeah.
That day.
Hey, if Jesus is in the tomb, you got to chill out your activities, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. She sound pretty hurt or not?
She sounded a little disappointed, but she told me it was okay, but...
Isn't that a bit odd that the bride called you an hour beforehand?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that'd be someone else doing that? Does she have things to worry about or not?
Yeah, because, like, I know an hour before my wedding, I'm be getting ready and primping and...
How many people do you think were at that wedding?
I don't think too many.
I couldn't imagine.
Because
on Easter weekend?
We worked together for a little while, but nobody from work was invited.
Except you, obviously.
Yeah, and her husband, because that's where she met him there.
Where'd you guys work together at?
The jail.
Oh, okay.
And I know her family, but I know she only had one bridesmaid, so it wasn't that big.
Eek.
Because it was her sister.
So losing the person is probably huge. They probably had no one left to press play on the boombox. Bridesmaid probably had to.
Well, she said she'd find someone.
Go find some homeless guy on the street. Hey, you want $20?
Yeah.
Or actually, why don't you just come drink for free at the reception? So what are you going to do? Are you going to try to make it up to her? Or?
Well, I told her when she was done to, well, like sometime this week to send me her address so I can mail her.
Her dollar.
I'm not getting her a dollar. I'm going to get her a card and put more than a dollar in it.
You better put a hefty amount in there for messing up her wedding.
I know. Well, I don't think I messed up the entire thing.
$100 maybe?
What?
I'm thinking so. You have to find a way to, or you needed to do something special to make this up. Because it's, you know, as stupid as being the boombox player at the wedding sounds, and the fact that you're apparently one of her only close friends invited to the thing.
We weren't that close, though.
Yeah, it's really weird. But yeah, you owe it to her. You need to make it up to her.
I think I was the only going to be the boombox player because I'm in radio and I can press buttons very well.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's the reason.
Oh, yeah. If you're wondering what the inside of a radio studio looks like, it's just several boomboxes in a row and we just press play on them. And the tape plays, you know, it's great.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's Jerry Ann got to do to make it up to this girl for totally just destroying her wedding, it sounds like?
Thanks. I feel bad enough already.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Or do you say, you know what? Obviously, this girl didn't know what she was doing when she was planning this wedding, so... Shoo. And I'm kind of surprised that you seem like you've got it together. You know what's going on around you, usually.
I do.
And for you to totally blow off someone's wedding like that. Especially
think,
one where you're the designated organist.
I think it got in my head the 14th because she said it was going to be on the 14th.
And then she backed out of that?
Well, her husband had something to do on the 14th because he's in the army and everything.
Oh, okay.
So they switched it.
He couldn't get any leave for his wedding?
Guess not.
Okay.